relatively newbie into St Mary's. I think we've been coming here for about 3 months, but I've been an Anglican for a very long time. So it came as absolutely no surprise to walk through the door and actually be offered a job. Well, one of the things that struck me when I came to St Mary's was the high proportion of men that are in the congregation. Now, this is, in my experience, it's quite unusual in an Anglican congregation. But I did feel that there could be more. And I had a heart, and I have a heart for men and mission. So what is men's ministry about? Well, in a church with a heart for missional community, I think it's important that we have a mission for men. So here it is. So number one, to bring men to faith. Number two, to encourage men of faith of all ages and at all stages to develop relationships with other men, whether that's inside or whether it's outside of the church. To be mutually supportive and to help us grow in faith and confidence. And thirdly, to increase our knowledge and understanding of the love of God. Critically important to me and to this group. And what his purpose is in our lives. So that mission is driven by a vision. So I hope we all want to see that St Mary's Cogs will have a committed and openly Christian group of males that will be a blessing to the church, a blessing to the community, and that group will be filled with role models for the youth of the church and the community. So how are we going to deliver that mission and vision? Well, number one, if you want to be an example to the youth, beer and banter. This is a purely social event. It provides a time and a place for the men of the church to gather and to develop relationships and to bring friends and neighbours so that they can see that men that go to church are actually pretty normal human beings and they do normal blokey kind of things. I have a hope, and I have some experience, that bringing non-church goers to these events, introducing them to other blokes, can create a want and a desire in them to learn more and to find out more. And I've already seen people wanting to, or expressing an interest in coming to Alpha, just as a result of coming to Beer and Banter. Men's group. We also do this once a month, but alternative fortnights. We started this 2 months ago as an evening of discussion on a topic that's designed to encourage sharing of views, to create debate, and an opportunity to explore a faith perspective on whatever the subject matter is. Fairly simple format. It starts with coffee and cake because you can't get men to stay around at the end of anything. So if you don't start with a social event, then it's not going to happen. And then we sort of have a topic. This month it was about protecting our youth. Particularly at the moment, topic of issue is knife crime, youth crime. So then next is sort of more walk and talk, just to show that men can do more than one thing at a time. Different strokes to different folks. So some people come to beer and banter, some come to sort of men's group, other people come to walk and talk, some come to everything, because anything to get away from the house. But you know, it gives us an opportunity again to create relationships, to talk about issues, to pray in the open air, and to enjoy God's creation. And then there's things like the gathering. So some of you will have heard of Christian Vision for Men, CVM. Every year, for as long as I can remember, they've had a gathering in a field near Swindon of sort of a weekend of men-only praise, prayer, teaching, and lots of fun activities and beer. So I think the better equipped we are, the better we can serve. And in terms of that serving, I recently did a survey of the opinion of the men in the church. There's 157 on Church Suite at the last count. 63 people responded. 34 said they'd like to be involved in an activity that we did that would be of benefit to someone in need. So again, that outreach aspect, I want to encourage and will be encouraging the men of the church to get involved in. Women of the church are so much better at doing this kind of thing. They just get on and do it. Men have to be organized. So again, be looking to see how we can use this willingness to God's glory as we move forward. So just reminding ourselves that to achieve the vision for men, we must care, we must pray, and critically, we must move. Thank you.